recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Review. And now, here is Larry.
Hey, folks. Welcome back.
Extra loud one.
I'm telling you, we got a
I should play it again.
We got a show to celebrate tonight.
I think so.
Our first show since President Trump's decisive victory.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's awesome. He not only won the electoral vote, the popular vote, he won everything.
He did. He won all the swing states.
Yeah.
And
7 swing states.
He just got them.
And you know what? Oklahoma and West Virginia are the only 2 states that were solid red. Not one county was won by Kami Lala.
Really?
Did you see that?
No, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. So congrats on Oklahoma and West Virginia. You know, I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so I want to give them a shout out.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you see the states that he did not win? They did not require IDs where you vote.
That's exactly right. I did see that. Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
Yeah. What does that tell you, folks? That's why Kami Lala is totally against, you know, voter ID.
Yeah, just go in there and, hey, yeah, I need to vote.
Now, Randy, I don't say this very often, and I don't really have to, you know, at my level of perfection.
yeah, right.
And humility.
Your perfection, my brains make about a...
Well, you know.
2.
But I have to admit that I'm really thinking that I was wrong.
Wait. Say that one more time. My earphone was not working. What'd you just say?
Yeah, no. I'm not saying
it. You're not going to say it again?
I'm not saying it twice. I'm saying it once, okay? With all humility, I disagreed with everybody saying, let's make it too big to rig.
Yes, I remember that.
I did.
I know you did.
Because I thought that 2020 was too big to rig.
Right.
And somehow, some way, they did this.
That's right.
And we won. President Trump won.
That's right.
So I think that all of the early voting and all of the people that turned out, it was amazing to see. However, I was sitting at my desk, kind of putting some final polishing on this show. I was sitting at my desk yesterday, and a buddy of mine from the Kansas City area, he sent me a text, and he's also a viewer. He said, I can't wait to see your next show. I bet you're really looking forward to it. And I said, I really am. He goes, can you answer the question? How did Donald Trump win with less than 20 million votes, 20 million votes less than what was cast for Biden? In other words, where did those 20 million go? You know, some people have said it's 15 million. Some people say it's 20 million. Uh-huh. I text back and said, well, I guess their mules broke down. And died.
Wow.
You know, there are some people on X calling for an investigation because they did say that there was a lot of cars, particularly with California plates on them in Pennsylvania and different places, that was carrying cases of ballots in kind of once it got dark and late at night.
Oh, sure.
They were carrying them in.
That's what they do.
And I honestly just feel like that it was too big to rig.
Yeah.
So I'm going to admit that right up front. And, you know, but I will say this. The voters absolutely, overwhelmingly gave Donald Trump, President Trump, a mandate to correct all the crap that's going on.
They did. They did. I think America came together. They came together and they spoke, which is what needed to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I think that people just said, hey, enough's enough. We're tired of it. We want to turn this country back around. And so, you know, what does his mandate really mean to us? I think that his mandate is that people want less government. We are tired of big government telling us how to breathe, eat, and sleep, and everything else.
That and less control and just less of everything.
Absolutely.
All that,
you know. Less liberalism.
Right.
I mean, I am so tired of the liberals that just keep shoving all this nonsense down our throats.
That's the thing, is they shove it down our throats.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want to, believe whatever you want to, but don't throw it all on us.
Right, exactly.
You know.
I don't care who you're sleeping with, how you're sleeping right. with them. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care anything about it. I just don't want to know about it. Yep. I don't run around. Man, I'll stop there.
Yeah,
I'll stop there.
Me too.
I just want them to stop destroying our country. And right. you know, the Democratic Communist Party, as I call them, has lost its core values and taken over by outside influence and corrupt leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it just spun out of control until even the decent people, if there are any, that were in office realized we can't get this thing back. We can't turn it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that America said, hey, we're going to help stop it.
They did. They did. And they spoke up at the ballot. And I was amazed, you know, especially in Pennsylvania that, you know, that turned. They voted for Trump.
That was awesome.
And that's when I knew we had it.
Yeah. Well, I was up till about 1:30 election night, you know, and watching
I couldn't
everything.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
And
I,
then we went out Thursday and we celebrated.
Yeah. Well, that's right. We did. Big steak and...
we went to Oyster Bar.
Oyster
right
Bar.
Down
one of our favorite
Little
places.
Rock. Yes, they had. They do. And so here's a review. They have the best prime rib
Absolutely.
In town. I voted.
They smoke it to perfection.
They do. And their sauces are right on.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we said, you know, we're going to probably go here at least once every other month now.
Right,
so
right.
that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think we ought to go once a month.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, I'm seriously all for it. And as far as Oysters Rockefeller, they've got the best Oysters Rockefeller I have ever eaten in my life.
That's it.
And I will say that.
And they're not a sponsor of the show.
No, they're not.
Not yet.
But they could be.
Yeah, they could.
They could be. Matter of fact, we could probably get just bought off with a free meal.
Oh, we could.
You know, so hey, we'll tell the owner to listen to our show and see what he thinks about that. You know, part of stopping to destroy in our country is stopping the weaponizing of the DOJ that's using lawfare against our conservative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, President Trump knows it firsthand. He knows the poor man. I got to be honest with you. If I was Donald Trump, I would have kissed America goodbye a long time ago. I would have went and bought my own private island.
And he could have.
Built a mansion. And I would have just lived there the rest of my life mm-hmm. being happy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a beautiful wife, a wonderful family.
Right.
I would have just said, hey, sorry, America, but, you know, it's over.
Right. Yeah.
But
he's called to it. He's called to America.
He is. And you can tell that he absolutely loves mm-hmm. America.
He did it for us.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I praise him for that. I really
don't think,
do.
You know, what is it's the biggest wave since Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
So,
uh-huh.
I mean, that's right up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think that part of the mandate is to stop sending billions of our tax dollars to Ukraine and other countries.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he's working on that right now, I believe.
Thank God. You know, and Elon.
I think he'll have it all figured out before he gets inaugurated.
I think he will.
I mean, I've seen stuff that what's his name, Russia guy,
Putin.
Putin is already saying, I think we can end this thing.
Well, they puckered up the night of the election.
Yeah.
They went, oh, crap, we got a real
That's
leader
it.
Back in office.
That's it. He's coming in. I think, you know, those guys, they'll do things right before something happens.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll change.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if it doesn't turn around right before Trump takes office.
Right.
Remember Jimmy Carter?
Oh,
you know, and the captives over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ronald Reagan said,
He's
"You better take care of it before I
get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get him out of here."
And
you know, was it the day before?
No, it was the day of.
The day of.
Yes.
Get him out of here.
Right.
Send
before Ronald Reagan's hand went on the Bible, it was like, forget it. We're letting them out. You know, Elon Musk says that he believes he can easily cut $2 trillion worth of waste.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to now have a Department of Government Efficiency.
That'll work.
Now, did you ever think you'd hear those two words in the same sentence?
No.
Government
no.
efficiency?
No.
Really? But you know what? What was it? Elon Musk went in and bought Twitter and didn't he like fire like 80%? of the workforce at Twitter and something like that. And it worked great.
Yeah, he changed it all around.
Now, another mandate.
Somebody asked him, he said, why'd you do this? He said, I did it so we could have a voice.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for the money.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the money.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it so I could. Yeah. I didn't need that. I did it for us so we could have a voice that wouldn't be censored.
Right. And folks, I'll tell you right now, if you don't have a Twitter or what I mean, X account, get on X. And we're going to tell you a little bit here in a few minutes why you need to be on there. Forget all the other social media. I don't care really too much about them. I'm not getting on Facebook and seeing your grandkids and a plate of lunch and whatever else you want to do. That's all fine and good. Kumbaya, you know. But if you really want to make a difference in this country and in this world, I'm telling you, get on X. And we're going to tell you why in just a little bit here. But, you know, part of the other mandate is close the borders and stop all the Biden-Harris millions of illegals from coming in.
Yeah. Well, you saw who we appointed for our borders are.
You are a hero. Huge fan of his, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, what's it? Tom, how he says his last name?
Hollum?
Hollum.
Yeah.
Tom Hollum.
Yeah.
Man, you ought to watch some of his videos.
He tears into
AOC and some of those others.
You told me he filleted her to the bone the other day.
He is like Buford Pusser.
Uh-huh. Well.
Well, carries a big stick. He's like good old boy sheriff. I'm the sheriff in town.
I'm going to tell you how it is.
I'm going to tell you how it is. You know, they asked him, I saw this on NBC News. They said, well, how can you take these immigrants with their kids and send them back.
Yeah.
Both. You know, how can you do them both? He said, simple.
Yeah.
Do them both at the same time.
Exactly.
Keep them together.
Exactly.
That's all.
Yeah. Exactly. and build the wall.
Yeah.
And put armed guards at it.
There you go.
Now, folks, I got to tell you, if you start coming into my house and I don't invite you and don't want you, you better come pretty hot and packing, because on the other side of that door is old Papa standing here, and I'm taking you out, you know?
You do a few of those, they won't be coming over.
Well, I promise you, if people know, hey, don't go pick on Larry's place, because, you know, people go out of there in body bags.
Yeah.
Well, the rumor will get around town going, hey, go pick on someone else's place.
Right now we get in trouble for catching somebody on a horseback, you know, trying to catch them.
Yeah.
You know,
and yeah.
They weren't whipping them. They were just trying to catch them.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Hey, get me started.
Well, I'm trying to get you started. Fire up, man. It's time to fire up.
It was good.
How about keeping the mentally ill men out of ladies' sports? I believe that's part of the whole thing.
I think
Trump is going to go after that.
Mm-hmm. See, that's something they're shoving down our throat.
Absolutely.
So.
Now, here's a question. How do you say that you're for women's rights and you're a woman advocate and woman power? How can you say that you support women and then you turn around and allow men to compete in women's sports? They don't go together, Andy.
No.
I'm sorry, but they just don't.
No.
They just don't. You know, how about returning sanity to America? That's part of, I think, his mandate.
To happen.
Well, you know, I found this the other day. JFK stated in his State of the Union address, this country cannot afford to be materially rich and spiritually poor.
Now, who said that?
JFK in one of his State of the Union addresses.
There you go. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, that's back when.
It's when we were Democrats.
Whole different party. Well, I never was one. I've been Republican all my life until they got so liberal I had to leave them too. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody was talking about, actually it was a pastor Sunday that told this story about an 80-year-old lady that was working out at a YMCA. Mm. And she was in the ladies' locker room, and she said there were young women around that was in different stage of undress, you know, they were either getting dressed to work out or undressing after their workout, something like that. And this guy walks in to the ladies' locker room and she says, stop, this is the ladies' locker room. You can't come in here. Do you realize that they called the police, and she is now banned from that YMCA.
Ah, goodness. Where is this at?
I don't remember. I think it was in the state of Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's what he said. Well, there's other things, but we've already ran about 15 minutes into this podcast.
Oh my,
Let's take
a
commercial, and then we'll come back and wrap this part up here.
Okay, all right.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, folks, we are back, and we're talking about the mandate that President Trump received from all of us Americans. And, you know, how about part of the mandate, I believe, is start cleaning up on the election system.
That'll work.
I'm telling you, we've got to do that.
Yeah.
We have to.
Well, there's some states that still haven't got the counts for the congressional
ridiculous
seats.
And, you know, we can see that Arizona is stealing the election from Carrie Lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think when you drag it, it
gets corrupt.
Oh, absolutely. They kept counting until they finally got enough votes in there to take it away.
This count's not right. Let's count it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And then I think part of the mandate is for us to stop the legacy media from censorship and destroying our right of freedom of speech.
Right.
I mean, it has to happen, folks. And the American people, you know, we did that one show. It might have been our first show about America's voice has been silenced. And it truly has. And we've talked about that before. But, you know, the freedom of speech, we have got to get that under control to the point to where people can once again have the freedom to actually talk. You know, during the election, I talked to so many people that said, I won't put up a Trump sign in my yard because they didn't want their homes damaged. They didn't want a bumper sticker on their car because they didn't want it trashed and keyed and things like that.
Right.
You know, the thing of it is, I can walk by a car and see a Commie Lala sticker.
Right.
And laugh and go, dear God, I'd hate to see how stupid those people are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're idiots. And that's about my response. But, you know, with these communists running around, they could grab a gallon of gasoline and burn your car up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how weird they really are.
Well, it's just started. We still got a lot of work to do because it's not over. It's like I was talking to Michael White, and he did not win here in Pulaski County.
Yeah.
And he started doing a little probing into that because you can see all the results after it's all tallied and all that. And he ran as a libertarian.
Yeah.
But you know that out of all the libertarians that voted libertarian, you know how many votes he got?
No.
Zero.
Are you
serious? Does that make sense?
No.
Isn't there something wrong with this?
Yeah.
Even on our local level.
And, you know, he mentioned something to you also about the Republicans that jumped over and voted for him.
Right.
And we weren't showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote, my vote, wasn't there.
It's not there.
And so how corrupt is our election system?
It's just not as tight as it should be.
No.
I know that.
No.
And if I mean, right here in Arkansas, if it's not tight, guess what? How loose it is somewhere else.
Yeah. Because you got sent away because you forgot your driver's license.
Yeah, I know. They did give me a sucker, though.
And I was proud of them.
I was, too.
Not for the sucker,
well,
but for turning you away.
I told her that. I said, after she told me that, I said, listen, I'm proud of you not letting me vote.
Yeah, I am, too, because that's what we get on here and preach about. You know, as far as freedom of speech, I found this one article. It said that during campaigning, Commie Lala said, Elon Musk better, quote, behave himself or he'll lose his privileges, unquote. Now, Randy, that's how she thinks and how so many of the communist Democrats think.
Yep.
They think that freedom of speech is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I know that it's a right. It's a constitutional right.
It is.
I've got the right to say what I want.
That's what this show is. That's why we're doing this show.
That's exactly true. You know, America's voice had been silenced, and yet the left wants all kinds of censorship, but they feel like they get to say whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
But us folks on the right, us Americans, as people that love our country, we're supposed to sit back and stay shut up.
Right.
And, you know, like you referred to earlier, you know, Elon Musk didn't have to buy Twitter.
Exactly.
He did it to help save
For free speech.
Free speech. Absolutely.
Right. You know, Larry is, you know, I've said this before. We just said, this is why we did the show.
Yes.
This is what I was, folks, this is what I was hearing on Wednesday night when we go to dinner. So I said, Larry, you got to start a podcast. We got to talk. This is dinner. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
That's okay. You know, well, I guess either quit going to dinner with me or don't get me fired up.
Dinners are a lot more enjoyable now.
Oh, okay.
We got to say, get all this out of you, see?
Oh, I
get
see.
Get it all out.
I get the master plan now.
Especially the wives, because we get carried on, you know, and they're just sitting over there, you know.
Yeah, they're looking at us like.
Shut up.
Well, you know, the last thing I'll probably say on this, but I've read some articles about the TV ratings plummeting. Talking about free speech.
Yes.
The TV ratings on election night plummeted. Yes. They were down 26% from 4 years ago.
I've heard this on the news ratings, too, are falling.
Yes.
And it's because people are learning not to go to these regular news networks to get your news.
Right.
Not to go there.
Yeah.
You're only going to hear partial stories and of what the producers will allow on, and you can see whatever network you're listening to of what it's going to be.
Well, and Randy, it wasn't the fact that America decided that they're not interested. Mm-hmm. They were very interested just by the way that the election went with Donald Trump. What they started realizing is we can start listening to podcasters live.
Right.
Okay. We were on X. We were on Rumble. We were on YouTube. People were on there that we trust.
Right.
Okay. That we can listen to. We had Newsmax on here.
Right.
And so, folks, again, honestly, we keep telling you this, but if you would like a list, and I'll just throw this out there.
We need to put the links on the website.
Yeah, that would be good. And if you want a list of news people that you can trust, podcasters that will give you real, true information, then if you drop me an email at larryb@larrysrrr.com, we will be more than happy to email you a list of those folks.
That would be the best. That way, because we need to help build our audience, like and subscribe. We don't even hardly mention that.
Yeah.
Because, folks, we're relying on you.
That's right.
You know, so do all that, and that'll help us communicate. Tell us what you like, don't like. If you'd like to see us do something else on the show, we'll do it. All that stuff.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, we were talking about freedom of speech. We mentioned about Elon buying X. And here's why we mentioned just a few moments ago that you can really be used and use X to help. Because, Randy, you alluded to the fact that the election happened, but now changing this government and turning it around for the better has only begun.
Right. We've got a lot of work to do. It started.
That's right.
It's a good spark.
Yeah.
And it's a good flame.
Right.
How can I say this? Especially if they don't kill him.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got there yet.
No, we haven't.
That's, you know.
But I'm terrified of that.
I hope they protect him.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, talking about a God-ordained happening.
Yeah.
The folks, you just saw it.
Yeah.
You just saw it. We've got a window here.
Yes.
That we can use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's we can't rely on Trump to do it all.
No.
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
We've got to do it.
Yeah.
Which we're going to be getting into our next segment and a lot of this stuff. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
You know,
let's do it.
You know, the Senate is already trying their best to fight Trump. And I here's what I'm going to say. Donald Trump fought his own party for the first 2 years he was in office the first time.
Mm-hmm. They did.
He fought the Republicans as much as he did the liberal Demies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm afraid that it started again because we have so many rhinos in office. And I'm screaming for term limits, and there's a rumor that Trump is going to introduce that,
that's
and
right.
I pray to God we get it through, because that's the only saving grace for America.
That's all that's on his list.
So, here's what we want to talk about now is, you know, the senator, the leader of the Senate, you know, you've got Mitch McConnell, all right? Now,
right.
Mitch, Man, he makes Joe Biden look pretty healthy.
Hey, talking about term limits.
Yeah,
he turned out, but didn't leave.
Yeah. Now, what he's trying to do right now, folks, and it should be this Wednesday. When you're listening to this podcast, it's going to be happening. He's trying to do a secret ballot, okay, to elect the next leader in the senators in the Senate. In the Senate, okay, uh-huh. President of the Senate is what it really is, and so he's put up two names: John Cornyn and John Thune.
Right.
Now, both of them at best are rhinos. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're pushing for, and if you go on X, you're going to see it blow up. A gentleman by the name of Rick Scott, who was the governor of Florida and now a senator from Florida, according to the Heritage voting record, John Cornyn is 64% conservative. John Thune is 62% conservative, and Rick Scott has voted 95% conservative.
There you go.
Now, folks, if we expect Donald Trump to do anything and have any success, we have got to hand him a Senate that is not going to fight him, but one that is ready to go to work. And I'm going to tell you, Rick Scott has been blowing up X. He's saying, if you'll put me in office, I'm going to take everything that Trump wants, and I'm going to shove it through, and we're going to do it fast. We're going to appoint all these people. We're going to do all this wonderful stuff, and we're going to get it done in record time, because he recognizes that the mandate and the agenda that Trump has needs to take place in America.
Right.
You know, John Thune said Donald Trump should withdraw and Mike Pence should be our nominee effective immediately. That's the kind of guy that he is. Then you flash back in 2023, Thune and Cornyn both went on CBS News and started trashing Trump when Jean Carroll accused him of rape. That crazy woman, and she got by with it. She needs to be locked up, thrown in jail, locked up for a long time. But these are the two guys that went on CBS News and started agreeing with her and buying into it and said, we need to get rid of Trump. John Thune also was on TV, and I don't know what channel it was, but John Thune said on whether he would support Trump running for president, he answered on that, I'm hoping we get other options. Now, honestly, you really want to put this man in charge of the Senate and have him fight against President Trump? Cornyn is everything that's wrong with D.C. He's a closet liberal who only cares about funding foreign wars, sending our tax dollars over there, and he doesn't care about our border. He only cares, and that is the fact that he's from Texas. He doesn't even care about his own border that butts up to his Texas, to his state. Tucker Carlson says that he is only Mitch McConnell's lapdog. Okay? Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. The reason we want you to get an account on X, Twitter, formerly Twitter, is simply because it blew up last night. Right. I was on Twitter, and Randy, I bet I sent out, I'm going to call them tweets. I bet I sent out 20, 25. Because what we started doing is we published and started publishing and leaking all of the people that say they're voting for either Thune or Cornyn.
Right.
Okay? Versus the ones that are voting for Rick Scott. We're praising those that are voting for Rick Scott, but we're putting pressure on all the others. And the way we do that is we started passing all these things around, and you put the at sign at Tom Cotton, at John Boozman, okay, and we sent it to them, and I reminded them, you're there to represent us. We the people have spoken. We the people have given a mandate to Trump. And it's your responsibility, and we're putting pressure on them. Now, folks, it's actually working so well that they're already on X and on news and stuff saying they're getting bullied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you call it what you want, but I said on this show before, Tom Cotton at best is a rhino.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't care for him that much. I just don't. So I'm just going to put it out there one more time.
Right. But Larry, where does Cotton and Bozeman, you have the sheet there, where does Cotton and Bozeman stand on who they're going to vote for?
They're both.
Over here.
I've
got it marked on there.
Yeah, I think they're actually split, Randy. Okay, Bozeman is for Cornyn, and Tom Cotton is for Thune.
Huh.
So they're split. So what I did is I sent them a tweet saying, "Hey guys, don't forget us voters. Because if you don't vote the way we want and put the guy in office that's going to help Trump, we're coming after you. And by coming after you, we mean we're going to primary against you and find somebody that's going to run against you, and we're going to take your butt out of office."
So tell our listeners what we should do, because we're right here and both of our senators are voting.
That's right.
These other guys, what do we need to do?
Get you a Twitter, an X account, get on there, and I even went so far, Randy, as to simply tell them, we want Rick Scott as the Senate leadership, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you don't do it, we're going to vote you out of office. And you put the at sign with Tom Cotton,
right,
at sign at John Bozeman, and I even sent one to our governor, Sarah Huckabee,
right,
at Sarah Huckabee, and said on Twitter, you need to contact these two guys and push them and force their hand on this, because she's got a lot of influence. And I know good and well, she is a Trump person.
Mm-hmm.
She loves President Trump. She needs to be on the phone with these two guys and pound them into submission.
Well, can't the listeners, they call their local office and just tell them and vote?
Yes.
And I mean, if they don't have a X account or whatever, can
yeah.
they pick up the phone and call?
Yes.
Cotton's and Bozeman's office,
yes,
and say, listen, here's
yes.
the way I stand on this, and mark my vote for this.
Call them and tell them that you want Rick Scott to be
right.
the person and that they are to vote. But now here's the sneaky part of it. Instead of having an open vote, Randy, they're going to do this by a silent vote, a secret ballot.
Oh, my.
Now, what does that tell you, folks?
Rig.
Rig. We the people. Mitch McConnell is a rhino. He's doing this on purpose. He fought against Trump his entire first term. He hates Trump. He's doing everything he can to set him up for failure. He's absolutely a horrible person, and I hate to talk about that, talk about a guy that's got one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel, as the old saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to talk that way, but folks, the truth is the truth, okay? So I'm just going to leave it right there. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Either make the phone calls, find out their emails, and put pressure. We the people have spoken for a mandate, and Donald Trump has an agenda, and if he has to fight against all the rhinos that's in office, along with all the communists that's up there, he's not going to get anything accomplished for us.
Right.
And we the people need to stand up, not only vote, but stand up and help push this thing through.
Sure, sure. We need everybody beating the same drum he is. That's
absolutely
up there.
Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back for more.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, we're back from commercial, and Randy, let's talk about the voting here in America. While we had a really good turnout, I've still got some stuff to talk about here that I think will amaze some of our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I heard a preview of it. It break.
Well, let me tell you, voter turnout in the U.S. is much lower than in other countries. We say that we live in the world's greatest country, mm-hmm. and yet we don't even care enough to get out and vote. Only 60% of Americans vote in presidential elections. 40% vote in midterm elections. That tells you that people don't even care about their more local elections,
right,
in the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really should be pushing more at. I think you agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, 80 million Americans stay at home and do not vote. And according to some research here, non-voters give the reasons for not voting. 29% are not even registered. 23% are not interested in politics. How can you not be interested in politics? I talked to a lady the other day, just whining and whining and whining, and she was a big Kami Lala fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so that's who you're going to vote for? Oh, no, I don't vote.
Don't vote.
She's not even registered to vote.
Why is she whining?
Well, I wanted to look at her and say, I'm sorry.
That's your vote. I've wasted
my air.
Your voice is your vote.
You're too stupid for me to talk to. And I aborted the conversation. I turned around and walked off. Just, it was over. You know, it says 20% doesn't like either candidate. Well, you know, if you don't like either candidate, pick the lesser of the evil. Right. I've had to do that before. Mm-hmm. I was raised in a home to where it was just when you turned of age, you go vote like mm-hmm. everyone else. That's what you do in America. 16% feel that their vote wouldn't make a difference. 10% say that they're undecided on who votes. You know, a lot of Americans are also non-consistent voters. 70% of U.S. adults who are eligible to vote only participated between 2018 and 2022. Only 70% of them voted, and only 37% voted in all three.
Yeah.
Man, those numbers are low. And we wonder why our country is in the shape that it is.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the alarming fact, and this is where I want to set up camp. So hang on for the ride. Some more research that said, according to the 2020 U.S. Census data, as many as 1 in 4 eligible Americans are not registered to vote. An alarming fact. Here's another fact, and this breaks my heart. 25 million Christians are not registered to vote. Now, another report.
That's huge.
Oh, another report said that 40 million Christians don't vote. 15 million of non-voting Christians aren't even registered to vote. Now, folks, it's absolutely imperative that we as Christians vote in elections.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm going to make this statement, and I'll invite any Christian, any pastor, any person that calls himself a Christian, if you want to come on this podcast and argue about this, feel free to send me an email. I'm going to lay the demise of America at the feet of the church. Now, that's a bold, big, and nasty statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to make it, but it's true. In another study, 104 million people under the People of Faith umbrella are not expected to vote in this last election, including 41 million born-again Christians. 32 million of those say that they regularly attend church.
And don't vote.
And do not vote. Now, I'm not questioning their Christianity. I don't ever like to question someone's salvation.
Yeah.
That's between them and God. But I am going to question why in the world you don't have enough brains to recognize you need to be voting. Now, the reasons include 68% of Christians say they have a lack of interest in politics. 57% say that they don't like either party candidates.
Yeah.
It's kind of like lining up with the statistics of the overall voters. These percentages are just kind of paralleling one another. 52% say that their vote, they don't feel, would make a difference.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? You got to get out there and do it anyway. They 48%, a smaller percentage, but 48% say the election results will be manipulated. Well, guess what? Randy and I think that our elections are rigged,
mm-hmm.
and everything, but we still get out. And I just admitted earlier in the podcast that I was wrong. They did make this one too big to rig. So we got to do what we got to do. But it's absolutely essential that we Christians get out and vote in these elections. Now, here's a question that I'm going to pose to you, Randy, and to our listeners. Can you imagine what a difference we would make if we all, who called ourselves Christians, registered and showed up at the polls?
That would be huge.
Oh, it would be overwhelming. Phenomenal. It would be overwhelming. Now, some people say, well, you need to go vote your conscience. I'm going to disagree with that. That sounds all fluffy and nice and pretty, kumbaya, but I think your conscience can also mislead you. I would say you need to go vote and vote biblically.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to also argue with myself here. I have the habit of doing that. On the other hand, I'd like to tell you that if all the Christians that were sitting in the church pew would get out and vote, that all the wonderful things would happen. But it's really not true. Church people would be amazed of the people sitting on the same exact pew.
I've seen it.
Right down,
I know them.
Four people down, they believe in abortion. They believe in gay rights. They believe in all of this weird, wild, wacky stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They think just because they go to church and they're sitting on the pew, everybody thinks and acts, talks and walks and votes just like they do. Folks, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. I was raised in church. The back of the church pew was my teething ring. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cut my teeth on the back of a church pew. I know what I'm talking about. And church people are weird. I love God, but His people are really weird. Sometimes I think He sits on His throne, shakes His head, going, "What have I done?" Well, we won't go any farther on that. But think about if the church would go out and vote biblically. Now, the church hasn't become political. Politics have become spiritual. Now, think about what I just said.
Hmm.
Because here's what I would tell you. If the church refuses to get involved and vote in our government, this what's happened. Okay, let me pose it a different way. Had the church been registered and the church been voting, and had the church been voting biblically, would we ever have seen marriage redefined in America?
Right.
Would we have ever seen genders construed the way it is? Folks, there's only two. God said He made man and He made woman. And the rest of them, it's all fictitious. If the church would have been voting and voting biblically, would there be mass murder happening in the name of abortion?
Right.
I'm just putting this out here.
I know.
I'm just putting it out here. We as Christians can no longer stay silent and let the slaughtering of innocent babies happen. But the reason that abortion is legal in America is not because the heathen voted it in. It's because the Christians wouldn't keep it voted out.
They didn't vote.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. If your pastor refuses to get involved in politics and uses the excuse that he can't say anything because his church is a 501c3 corporation, that's a cop-out. He is copping out to you, and he's not leading you. We all hear about separation of church and state. But, Randy, where did Kami Lala run to when she was getting desperate towards the end of the campaign? To the church.
I was going to say, she ran to the church, didn't she?
To the church. And, folks, it's always the black church. Because liberal Dimmies think that black people are stupid and that they can pull the wool over your eyes. They're racist. They're racist pigs. They ran to her. Here's another question that I've always asked, Randy. Where did the majority of Christians go, or excuse me, where did the majority of voters go and vote this election? Where were the polls? The majority of them? Church! The church buildings!
Yeah.
The church you attend!
Yeah.
A couple of their locations were actually used.
That's right.
We had people here at the watch party that talked about that.
Now, during the pre-elections, we did the libraries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the libraries.
During the election, we go to the churches.
The election day.
We go to the church.
The majority of Americans vote at the local church.
Some of them, first time they've been in the church. Or the only time they go to church.
Yeah, the building shake.
So what church you go to? Well, let's see. I go when I vote.
Yeah. Now, had the church been out voting and voting biblically, would we see places that will actually pull kids away from parents who don't support gender reassignment surgeries? Do you realize that's happening in America?
I know it. Getting ready, well, they were wanting it to happen in the prisons.
Church, are you proud?
And the government to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The question, does that mean they get to go to another prison?
No, they're probably going to leave them there.
I don't know.
Shoo. But church, are you proud of this mess? I'm laying this at your feet. Do you think if the church was ever voting and voting biblically that we would have ever seen men in women's sports?
No.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. How about, think of this one. If the church had been voting and voting biblically, would marijuana ever been legalized? Mm-hmm. Now, Randy, these are just a few of the things that the church has refused to vote and vote biblically on, and now we have it in our country, and now we're fighting to try to salvage America from the jaws of communism.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, church people, pastors, I'm laying the blame at your feet. Because had you gotten up, I'm not going to tell somebody how to vote, but there's a lot of pastors that are filling pulpits and preaching sermons on not to vote.
Yeah, don't even say to
don't
go
get
vote.
Involved. No, uh-uh. And, you know, I saw, in fact, you know, I go and get a massage every week. And the young lady who was giving me a massage, she goes, oh, my pastor got up and spoke Sunday and said, no matter who is in charge and who was elected, just remember, God is still in charge. Now, Randy, I don't like to speak on behalf of you or anyone else. I personally believe that God is in charge, but that is a cop out.
It is.
And as she was giving me my massage, I got to tell you, I said, you know, while I believe every word that you just said and your pastor said in his sermon, I would have been sitting right beside you saying amen. But the problem is the church has used that as a major cop-out.
Yeah.
The church has stood back and watched a country that was built on Christian values to be torn apart. The church stood back and allowed prayer to be taken out of our school. The church stood back and allowed gay rights to be put into place. The church stood back and allowed murder to become legal as innocent, voiceless children are horribly aborted every day. And I got to say, we no longer can stand back. And I got to tell you, my prayer is no longer, God bless America. My prayer is, may God forgive America. May God forgive his people for the insanity that we have, because I lay this at the feet of the church. You know, we have had a generation that we have taught a gospel light. We've preached a gospel light for fear of harming anyone or hurting their feelings. We've preached a watered-down gospel that's pleasing to the ears so that we don't offend anybody? Pastors and leaders, I think that you're to blame for the lethargy of the church and not caring enough to vote. John Maxwell is somebody that you and I both, we both love him dearly. And if John Maxwell is correct, and I think he is, Randy, he says everything rises and falls
on leadership.
On leadership. Pastors, church leaders, I'm going to lay the blame at your feet, but you can correct this.
Right.
You can get up. You don't have to tell people how to vote, but if you'll preach the Word of God and teach them the Word of God, and once again, if pastors will preach, if teachers will teach, if leaders will lead, we can turn America around. You know, us leaders, or us Christians, are called to occupy till He comes, but we're not called to be silent and submissive to the communist, God-hating, family-destroying, baby-killing government that sole purpose is to crush the truth and moral fiber of our society and our country. The church better become political. You better start standing up. You better stop voting and stop making excuses. Because I'm telling you, we've got, here, Randy, is how I'll wrap this up. I really believe that God, and I think you alluded to this earlier, I think that God gave America one more chance.
Well, that's, I was waiting on you to wrap up your rant.
Well, jump in.
And because you've laid it out on the church, but again, it goes back to what, you know, we were talking about before, and what has happened this week is we have seen something, I believe, God ordained, God directed, that has happened, and we have a window that now it's our responsibility, not just to see what happens, but our responsibility to stay with this momentum and this movement that's going, and stay in there and do what needs to be done. Make your phone calls, get on X, do what you got to do, what we talked about before, but it's our time now, as well as Trump's time, and
Christians,
these guys that are he's appointing, some brilliant guys. He's making a brilliant
team.
I am with you. But we're part of that team.
Yep.
And we've got to do our part, and that's to do our little part, just a little part. Even this little show right here, this little show
that's
with the viewers we have, we've done it. If we could just influence the 5 or 10 or 50 or whatever it is to make the calls to your senator's office or whatever to do that.
Yeah,
and we have our window that we're working with too in our piece.
That's right.
We got to do.
You know, you alluded to, I think it was the night of the election. You alluded to, and I know we have to wrap this up, but it's worth saying one more time, and that is, people ask, well, what are you guys going to get on the air and talk about after the election? Folks, the work has just started. Yeah. It's not like we can start singing Kumbaya.
Well, before we didn't. I mean, it was we didn't know.
Oh.
We did not know.
I was scared spitless. I'm telling
people
you.
People were asking me, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I said, listen, either it's going to be a landslide, or they're going to steal it, or they're going to kill him.
That's right.
We just don't know. One of those big things is going to happen.
So now, America, church, Christians, heathens, I don't care who you are, you better get to making them phone calls. You better get to getting on X and tweeting out. You better get on social media and let your word, let your voice be heard, because Donald Trump and America need you more now than ever.